I'm speaking with Audit Manager Carol Calder on reports issued today on the annual audits of NHS 24 and NHS Tayside. The Auditor General for Scotland has produced these reports to draw Parliament's attention to significant issues identified in the 2015-16 accounts of these health boards and support the Public Audit Committee to monitor how the boards are dealing with these challenges. Let's start with the report on NHS Tayside. Carol, can you talk me through the challenges facing the health board?
Yes, this is the second year that the Auditor General has reported on the financial challenges with the board. This latest report sets out the scale of the challenge NHS Tayside faces to meet financial targets and the significant risk that it will have that it won't achieve its financial plan in 2016 and 17 and possibly future years. NHS Tayside has received £24.3 million in financial support from the Scottish Government over the last 4 years in order to break even. In 2015-16, the Health Board received £5 million to cover cost pressures. This included staffing and prescribing costs, reaching national performance targets, and additional unsocial leave payments.
So we're now nearly halfway through 2016-17. So what is the financial picture for the Health Board at the moment?
Well, as well as the need to repay this financial support received from the Scottish Government, the board is also forecasting unprecedented levels of savings for 2016-17. £58.4 million needs to be saved. This is at the same time that they're forecasting a funding gap for 2016-17 of £11.6 million, and they don't currently have plans to fully address this gap. Based on its financial performance to date, there's a significant risk it will require financial aid again in order to break even.
And what are the issues facing NHS 24?
The report sets out the action taken by NHS 24 to address delays in the implementation of a new IT system and its subsequent financial impact on the board. NHS 24 has invested significantly in implementing the system over the last 6 years, and this is the third consecutive year that the Auditor General has reported to the Parliament on these matters.
So what has been the financial impact of these difficulties?
Failure to launch the system successfully and additional double running costs have meant the total projected cost of the programme will be £131.2 million. This is 73% higher than the original business case estimate. In the past, NHS 24 have received additional financial support from the Scottish Government of £20.756 million, of which to date £0.4 million has been repaid. Like NHS Tayside, NHS 24 will have to repay this financial aid back to the government. For each month that the new system remains out of operation, incurs approximately £0.5 million worth of additional double running costs. And while significant challenges remain, NHS 24 is now taking reasonable steps to mitigate the risk of further delay. However, delivering the financial targets will be difficult.
And what happens next?
Each of these health boards has experienced prolonged and considerable challenges which continue to have an impact on the way they operate and deliver services. While action is underway to try and address these issues, there really is no quick fix. So it's important that Parliament and Scottish Government closely monitor progress to make sure the circumstances don't worsen to the detriment of staff and service users. The Auditor General will brief the Scottish Parliament's Public Audit Committee on the findings of the report. Then the committee will decide if it wants to take further action.
And are the challenges facing these boards more widespread in the health service? Are others facing difficulty as well?
Audit Scotland will publish its annual overview of the NHS later this month. That report assesses the financial performance of all the NHS boards based on the information that's included in the annual accounts and audit reports for the year 2015-16. This report will include information about performance of health boards, financial performance and operational performance, and it will look ahead to how the NHS is equipped to deal with its future challenges.
Carol, thank you. And the reports are available to download from our website, www.audit-scotland.gov.uk.